Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and governors until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, Elohim sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, Elohim has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of Elohim through the Messiah. However then, when you did not know Elohim, you did service to them which by nature are no Elohims. But now, after you have known Elohim, or rather are known by Elohim, how do you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, to which you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days, months, times, and years. I am afraid for you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brothers, I pray you, be as I am, for I am as you are, you have not injured me at all. You know that in infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel to you at the first. And my temptation which was in my flesh you did not despise, nor reject, but received me as an angel of Elohim, even as the Messiah Yeshua. What then was the blessedness you spoke of? For I bear you testimony, that, if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes, and have given them to me. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not in a good way, for they would exclude you, so that you may affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until the Messiah is formed in you. I desire to be present with you now, and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which engenders to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, you barren who do not bear, break forth and cry, you who do not travail, for the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brothers, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what says the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brothers, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free.